producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Here's another Mother of the Year. I, you know what? Okay, I don't understand what everybody's doing here. We have an Arkansas mom who I guess is busted because she gave her 10-month-old son bourbon to stop him from crying. But she gave it to him to the point where he was, quote, limp and unresponsive. She has now been arrested for child endangerment and aggravated assault. Lori Shepard, 28 years old, allegedly put bourbon in her 10-month-old son's bottle to stop him from crying. Put it in the bottle as he was suffering from painful gums last week. The child had to be rushed to the emergency room, being found limp and unresponsive. Her mother had suggested putting rubbing alcohol on the child's gums instead. Oh, gosh, no. But instead, the daughter put booze in the bottle. During police questioning, Shepherd initially denied giving the baby alcohol, but then ultimately confessed. She had insisted to investigators that her boy was fine before she placed him in the playpen inside the family's trailer home in Mount Holly. The mom claimed that she briefly left the trailer, then returned home later. She left the trailer. She left the baby to find him unconscious and unresponsive. The baby was airlifted to Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock. Thank God, boy was able to be discharged. But he was discharged into the custody of child welfare workers after several days of treatment. So the mom is now booked in jail on felony charges, and her bond was set for $10,000. Okay, this is why we doctors have to have the no alcohol rule when you guys are pregnant and no alcohol rule when you guys have kids, because it's some doofus like this that endangers her child and almost kills them. I know, gosh darn well, in the olden days, you give the baby a little alcohol. In fact, sorry, let me plug in my phone here, sorry. You know, in fact, when we do brisses, the old style bris, you'd get a little wine. And you'd give the baby a little bit of wine to suck on. And he would be sucking on like a little bit or like on a finger with some wine on it. And while he's figuring out the taste, the bris is done, and he doesn't even feel it or even notice it. And he's distracted. And you don't drug him up. You don't, I mean, we're talking about a droplet or something. And you know, many of you guys have used a little bit of brandy with the baby and a little bit. I mean, these were old, old, old things grandma and her mom and her grandma used to do for the baby. And it worked. Okay. Put a little bit of brandy, you know, help put some, what was the alcohol that they would put in your drink for your sore throat? I think it was a little brandy for your sore throat. And that's just what they did. But then you have some idiots such as this, and unfortunately she almost kills her child and leaves her child unattended. I mean, what the hell is that? So, the other thing, too, that I'm concerned about is I don't think a lot of parents handle their children the way we used to in our parents and our grandparents. I mean, yeah, every now and then you had somebody in the olden days that just couldn't handle it, and somebody else had to just go and take over. You know, they just had a breakdown. But I just noticed a lot of moms can't handle the kids. They can't handle the yelling. They can't handle the screaming. They're not built for it. We have a new generation of people that just aren't built for it. And, of course, one question that crosses your mind is, well, then why did you have so many kids? I mean, what did you expect? I really love the assignment that schools give where you have to take care of a baby. And the baby cries, the baby wets, the baby, and you know, you have to, I love that assignment. Because kids realize it's kind of a pain in the butt. You know, in fact, during my son's bar mitzvah, one of the children was going up to read. And he brings up a carrier of a doll. And everyone's like, why do you have a fake baby? What are you doing? And I realized right away it was one of the assignments. But even to go up and do a prayer, he brought the baby up. Because that's exactly what you have to do. You can't leave your baby. During one of the ceremonies, there was somebody playing violin. And the little girl goes up to the dad playing violin. And in the middle of dad playing, she needed her dress bow tied. So he stopped playing. He tied the dress, let her go, went on playing. You know, your job as a parent is 24/7. And some people would argue their days are 30-hour long days when you have kids. And if you aren't prepared for that and you don't think you can handle it and you can't handle a baby crying, okay, don't get pregnant. Do the baby a favor and don't get pregnant. Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, I'll love the baby so much that I won't mind the crying. No. You mind the crying. Trust me. You know, even my kids now, I love them to death. But when they, you know, complain and gripe, I'm like, shut up. You know, oh, my gosh. You know, like my son, he had to dress for a mass for he goes to Catholic school. And, you know, it's cold outside. And I go, don't forget to buy a jacket at school. You want to buy a jacket with the letter on it. Go, you know, go buy a jacket. No, I don't need to because, I don't wear a jacket with this. I go, you still have to buy a jacket, go buy it. And he's arguing with me. I'm like, shut the hell up. You know, so we do that. I'm not going to give him alcohol to the point that he's unresponsive. But, you know, maybe a good test for parents is to have them sit in a room for maybe 8 hours hearing the crying. Sit there, right, and try to console, you know, a baby that's crying and crying and crying. These kids, they'll cry. If they have colic, if they have an ear infection, if they're teething, by the way, swollen gums could be herpes. Some swollen gums is not teething. It could be a primary herpes infection. Very painful, and there's another way to treat that than putting alcohol on the gums. Don't, I wouldn't put alcohol on the gums for that. So, it's a shame. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so traces of fungus have been discovered in the brains of Alzheimer's sufferers, according to researchers yesterday, I believe. So they've launched this question now. You know what? I remember reading about this about a week or two ago where they were looking at fungus in the brains. Okay. I think it's about a week old, but that's between you and me. They don't think fungus definitely causes Alzheimer's, but finding traces of fungus in the brains of people with Alzheimer's may mean there could be a possible infectious disease component to Alzheimer's. Now, in medicine, we wish that was the situation, because we could then, we know how to deal with fungus and bacteria and most viruses, and we have medicines to treat that. Okay? So if they come to find out that this could be a fungal issue, then all we have to do is just put you on a antifungal. I mean, sounds pretty easy, right? So I think a lot of scientists are now watering at the mouth, hoping that that's what's going on, because that is something we could fix. They say there's no conclusive evidence, but if the answer turns out to be yes, it means Alzheimer's disease may be targeted by antifungal treatment, according to a Spanish team reporting the journal Scientific Reports. Okay? They wrote, the possibility that Alzheimer's is a fungal disease, or that fungal infection is a risk factor for the disease, opens new perspectives for effective therapies of these patients. And we have antifungals. We got a whole bunch of those. 5-member team had found cells and other material from several fungal species in the brain tissue and blood vessels of all 11 diseased Alzheimer patients analyzed, but not in 10 fungals. So, if they found fungus species in all 11 of those affected and 9 in the healthy patients, that's some pretty damning evidence. True, it's a small sample size, but pretty damning indeed. Although I don't know if they say that that way in Spanish, in Spain. They were like, you know, muy importante hay hongo en los cerebros de las personas con Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, what the World Health Organization says, affecting nearly 50 million people worldwide, some 7.7 million new cases per year. Usually old age is a risk factor, but you could have, you know, Alzheimer's even earlier than that. Memory loss, disorientation, cognitive issues. People haven't, you know, flirted with the idea that there could be an infectious disease component, either some sort of microbes or viruses. Some people were talking about maybe herpes or maybe pneumonia. But fungus, wow. Now, some people could say, well, wait a second. Okay? You know, you got a lot of protein deposits, you got a lot of scarring. Maybe fungus decides to set up shop there. I think fungus will set up shop wherever it wants. How many of you guys have had a rip-roaring yeast infection? Right? If it sets up shop there, and Lord knows nothing, I mean, on my body, even wants to go near the vagina, okay? I could tell you, I mean, even ants turn the corner. I think this fungus is pretty resilient. I don't know if I want to blame that it just happens to float around and then it just decides to deposit on the amyloid. They say the fungal cause could fit very well with the characteristics of Alzheimer's because it's a slow progression. There's also an immune response. But they say, look, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the cause. So everybody needs to just kind of hold the phone. Another thing we also got to hold the phone about is these fungal, antifungal medications could be pretty toxic, especially to the liver. All right? You know, we can't be messing around with it. So we can't be just putting everybody on that, especially your older person that has a more vulnerable liver. So they say the findings are very speculative, muy especulado. And so let's just kind of hold the phone and take a look and see what's going on. But pretty cool indeed. Not so cool for prostate cancer patients, as it looks like supplements really don't benefit them. A new study finds no evidence that men's health supplements will help prostate cancer patients. The supplements do not appear to lower the risk for experiencing radiation treatment side effects, or lower the risk that the localized cancer will spread, or the risk that prostate cancer patients will die from their diseases. So it does not lower any of those risks. The study looked at supplement use among more than 2,200 men newly diagnosed with prostate cancer. We suspected these pills were junk. Our study confirmed our suspicion, according to lead author, quote-unquote, Dr. Nicholas Zyorski, resident physician at the radiation oncology at the Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia. Roughly 1 in 2 new cancer patients try some sort of dietary supplementation, often without their doctor's knowledge. The pills in question were marketed as men's formula or prostate health and often labeled with, quote, clinically proven or recommended by urologists on the bottle. So, according to Dr. Zarsky, it says we're talking about pills that are subject to very limited oversight and have never been studied. The patients were 36 or older. They had undergone radiation treatment sometime between 2001 and 2012. 10% were taking one or more of roughly 50 different men's health supplements. either during treatment or the ensuing 4 years. Many products have the wording clinically proven on there and suggested that anti-cancer benefits without indicating what had been proven. None of them were studied in actual clinical trials. More than 90% of the supplements contain saw palmetto. This is a plant extract that has been talked about for enlarged prostate. Nothing to do with cancer, people. All right? And still, we don't know how much it works. Some ingredients had some sort of quote-unquote trade secret enzyme that was supposedly remained unidentifiable. Supplement use, however, there were no negative side effects, so they don't think that it worsened the cancer. They just don't want you spending money or taking something that could interfere with your treatment, claiming it's going to fix you when it doesn't. So they need to look at that. I mean, this is really, really frustrating. I mean, you know, there are supplements all over. And the supplemental industry is huge. And I mean, here's the thing. I'm not against the supplement industry. Because I love the fact that many of you guys are empowered to take care of yourselves, okay? I don't want anything happening to the supplement industry. I just want more studies done. I want to see more action taken to, you know, look at what these things can do, because I think there are some things out there that really can help. But what's going to happen is we're going to have all these studies and articles come out talking about how much, you know, bull crap is being sold to people, that now you have a real good product out there. You have something really good that was tested in settings of doctor's offices and hospitals and medical centers, and you're never going to get to benefit from it because it's just going to be lumped into the, well, it's another one of these quote-unquote snake oils, and it's not. You know, this is really, really frustrating because I think there's a lot of, you know, interesting things out there. Okay, I want somebody to study earwax and cold sores. Time and time again, patients have told me they put their earwax on their cold sore right as it's about to come out, and it prevents it from coming out. So is there an earwax, you know, topical supplement that people could get? Not that I would want to put anybody else's earwax on, you know, anybody I know's lips. But that's interesting. Why does Colgate toothpaste seem to help acne? Right? Why does peeing in the shower soften your feet? Okay, we've had some pharmaceutical products with urea in it. But urine seems to soften the skin. You know, these are things that you know, anecdotally we've seen work. Then, you know, why can't we do anything about it? Why can't we, bottle it up and recommend it? So I think it's very, 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 very frustrating. Unfortunately, we just keep hearing, be careful of supplements, be careful what you're getting, you don't know what you're getting, etc. And I know there's some good ones out there. It's just, we need to find them. And we need to study them, and we need to put our seal of approval so you guys could use them. Because I think a lot of you guys are missing out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. I want to save that one for when we get, let's look at this really quickly. All right, premature babies have weak brain connections. They say babies born prematurely are much more likely than other children to develop autism, ADHD, and emotional disorders. They say there's evidence that preemies are born with weak connections in some critical brain networks, and these are involved in focus, social interactions, emotional processing, and the study looked at MRI scans of the brains of 58 full-term babies with those of 76 babies born at least 10 weeks early. And unfortunately, they found that the preterm infants had abnormal structural brain connections. They said they were very interested that the tracks that we know connect areas that are involved in attention, emotional networks, but that those tracks were heavily affected. So, many kids that are premature, they grow fine. But a lot of times things are underestimated with them. And so maybe with this type of study, we need to keep an eye on them. When we come back, a Fukushima worker comes down with leukemia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this cholesterol vaccine is getting closer and closer and closer to being something that we could use. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Researchers are talking about this vaccine that can bypass your need for taking statin medications to lower the LDL. According to Bryce Chakarian, study author and molecular genetics and microbiology faculty member at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque, said in a press release, "One of the most exciting things about this new vaccine is it seems to be much more effective than statins alone. It works by targeting a protein that controls the levels of cholesterol in the blood, known as the PCSK9. People with PCSK9 mutations often have an increased risk for heart disease. Statins are still the most commonly prescribed medication for cholesterol. They are effective in many people, but they have side effects, according to Dr. Alan Romali, another study author and senior investigator, says the results of our vaccine were very striking and suggests it could be a powerful new treatment for high cholesterol. The vaccine has only been studied in mice right now, and I believe monkeys, but research plans to move forward with future testing, with further testing." So, I know, pretty cool. I don't know how often you would need this. I know there is already a shot that I believe you could get once a month. But in terms of a longer-term vaccine, that would be pretty cool. CPR. First responders, okay, don't have to switch over to the easier chest compression-only version of CPR. Okay, remember the American Heart Association came out with, okay, if you're an untrained bystander, just sit there and do chest compressions. If you don't want to put your mouth on them and you're worried about cooties and you're going to, you know, stall and waste very, very precious time, just do chest compressions. Okay, just do chest compressions. Hopefully that'll send the oxygenated blood to where it needs to go. Hopefully the blood will have enough oxygen in it until somebody who knows how to do full-blown CPR or emergency medical services can come and arrive. But if you notice, many of the first responders, they're like, you know what, we're doing the breaths. They say outcomes were at least as good for out-of-hospital cardiac arrest treated with continuous chest compressions, 100 per minute, with 10 asynchronous breaths per minute, as with chest compressions interrupted for 2 breaths during a pause of less than 5 seconds after every 30 compressions. See, many of us know old school, so it's kind of already in our blood. If I was going to be doing the compressions, I would already be counting, even if I didn't want to count. And then I would already be starting to give the breaths. They say the rate of survival to hospital discharge favored the interrupted compressions at 9.7% versus 9.0%, meaning the first responders that were doing it right and giving the air, et cetera, seemed to have a higher survival. But you still were able to live. I'm not saying anybody would be able to, but they still had, for those that just did the chest compressions, we still had some favorable outcomes for them. They say survival with favorable neurological function at discharge occurred in 7.7% of people treated with these old version CPR interrupted versus 7% with continuous chest compression. One concern a lot of people have is, well, wait a second. If I'm not giving oxygen by blowing into the lungs, then they're going to, you know, wake up with brain damage because they don't get enough oxygen. Would rather they wake up, period, than people stopping the chest compressions and delaying while they're figuring out how to do the head tilt, chin lift, perfect suction on the mouth to blow the air in. Make sure the chest rises and give 2 full breaths. They're like, you know what, just keep beating on the heart. Because some of you guys could, for a full minute, be dinking around with the breaths, and it's not your fault. Trust me, when I was a medical student, I was doing the same thing. I'm like, okay, I want to do this right. I want to make sure, okay, the first time I'm doing this carefully because I don't want to hurt the neck. I'm doing this. Okay, now I am, and you know what? Oh, just do it. Just do the chest compression. So look, we've all been there. The ventilation interrupted CPR group also spent slightly more days alive outside the hospital without readmission in the first 30 days after the event. But they say, you know, patients do need oxygen. So, I mean, you know, if you know how to do it and if you are trained, I don't mind you doing the breaths, but if you think there's going to be any delay, get those chest compressions in, okay? And try not to stop for that long. Some of the best is the two-person CPR, where you could stop for a couple seconds, have somebody do the breaths, and then go right back to the chest compressions. Now, one little thing that we're not talking about is the fatigue, okay? One thing I really underestimated is how tired you get doing chest compressions. And men, muscular men, get tired. And so sometimes, I want to be surprised if they try to bring back the breath part for one man's CPR, one person's CPR, because doing chest compressions, after a couple minutes, you get tired. So maybe those little breaks of giving the person the breath allows just enough oxygen and maybe some elimination of the lactic acid buildup in your arms to go back and do chest compressions again. So that's the other thing. You start getting tired, okay, then maybe quickly go ahead and give them a couple breaths and then go back. That's if you are alone. And we've talked about, CPR many times on this show, where you kind of fold one hand over the other, interlocking the fingers, using the fist of your dominant hand to go in between the nipples on the sternum and to compress about an inch and a half on grown-ups, and do it at a rate of 100 beats a minute, which is like staying alive, that kind of, or another one bites dust. But don't sing it out loud because that freaks people out. If you were in that sort of an emergency, of course, call 911. Make sure the person did not sustain any neck injuries as you lie them down. Okay, if they start to slump over and there's no head trauma, lie them down as flat as possible, loosen some of the clothing, and start doing the compressions. But I would immediately, while you're doing that, make sure you have called 911. If there's somebody else, have them call 911 and have people around to relieve you. Okay. Start recruiting people. Go, I am going to need help. Okay. Don't just leave this to me and let me be the superhero. And a lot of you guys like to be the superhero. I had that little instance in Walmart where people were starting to, kind of interfere. And I'm like, okay, guys, don't want people interfering, but you definitely need help. And recruit people. Give them jobs to do. Go get the AED. Stay on the phone with the emergency medical service and find out what the ETA is. You be here on standby in case my arms get tired. I'm going to need you to give compressions. You can even teach the compressions as you're doing them. Look at how I'm doing them. But recruit people and make sure you have people nearby, but make sure the person's getting air. I mean, don't let anybody, hover around them. Make sure there's still space. Make sure you assign somebody that can flag down the ambulance, have the doors open, and be able to guide the paramedics to where they need to go. That kind of thing. Have somebody get the wallet, hopefully somebody you trust, to get the name of the person so that when you want to talk to them or if there's a medical ID information or medicine in there or whatever, let's say the person's diabetic, you could go, it looks like the person's diabetic, you may want to have some glucose or, on standby or something like that, dextrose, whatever. So, 2015, the American Heart Association Resuscitation Guidelines include a new class of recommendations that say you could do 3 initial periods of 200 continuous chest compressions with passive oxygen insufflation. Now, some of you guys are like, should I walk around with one of those oxygen balloons to administer for ventilation? If you could walk around with it, I know a lot of you guys, after you get your CPR, you want to be completely packed. You want to have your face mask. You want to have your oxygen thing. I get it. Yeah, it's nice because you can put it right on the person and do chest compressions or inflate. But just get your CPR certification first. That's all I ask. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites.
termites and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I know we got some good news on Sierra Leone with Ebola, but we're not completely out of the woods yet. Apparently Brazil, testing a 46-year-old man coming from Guinea for Ebola. And they have preventatively shut down a public health unit where he first got medical attention. The man, whose name's officials declined to provide, an understandable so, arrived in Brazil November 6th, developed a high fever, muscle pains, and headaches 2 days later. The ministry said in a statement, Guinea is one of three impoverished West African countries, according to UK Reuters, with Liberia and Sierra Leone, that have suffered the most deadly outbreak. I guess Guinea is, I believe, where it started. The man had sought medical help in an emergency room in Belo Horizonte, the capital of Brazil's southeastern state of Minas Gerais, and they say the unit is no longer taking patients. The man, I guess, was then quarantined, will be flown in a military plane today to Rio de Janeiro, where the government has set up a lab to test blood samples for Ebola, according to international security protocols. Medical workers and other patients who had contact with the man are being monitored by health officials, according to the ministry's statement. Now, I know some of you are going, okay, wait a second. So he had a fever, and he had muscle pains and headaches. Well, yeah, I exactly, flu. This could just be regular flu. Last year, I was scared to death that we would not be able to get a handle on this before flu season, because people come in with fever. They when they have the flu, they come in with fever, body aches, and they feel like a truck drove over them, and they're like, they don't even want to come to the office because they feel that bad. And here we are, you know, in America, not knowing when we're going to get another Ebola case. So, you know, even though we got some good news, and again, he may not have Ebola. This could just be flu. But it reminds us as medical providers and as you as patients that we're still not out of the woods yet. Okay? It's still smoldering in Guinea, like we talked about yesterday. So people could still be coming to the United States. And if anybody's guard is down, this could slip through. And if the patient doesn't think he has it, okay? I mean, it's a very, very highly contagious, nasty, nasty virus. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on that. This was a very interesting study. They say pills kill more people than guns and car crashes. The numbers make it the leading cause of injury-related death in America, killing more than 46,000 people in 2013 alone. Pills! New Jersey Governor and Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie made a plea to Americans about our treatment of people with drug addiction. He says we need to stop judging and start giving them the tools they need to get better. It's in conjunction with the release from the DEA's National Drug Threat Assessment, which found drug overdoses have surpassed firearms and car-related deaths every year since 2008. These numbers make it the leading cause of injury-related death in America, killing more than 46,000 people in 2013 alone. They say, sadly, this report confirms what we've known for some time. Drug abuse is ending too many lives too soon and destroying families and communities. We must reach young people at an even earlier age and teach them about its many dangers and horrors. And you know, one reason why, you know, some of us are wondering, okay, is it our generation changing? Is it, well, what's changed about our generation is we're going to the pills. You know, when I grew up, you didn't really take anything. You just didn't take medication. I mean, if you were a little, if you needed something for sleep, maybe you drink a little alcohol or whatever. This isn't a family where they weren't big alcoholics or big pill takers. You would take a hot shower. You would do these lavender baths. And you would try to do more natural things to, you know, fall asleep or to, you know, deal with stress. You know, I remember I was, like, really, really panicky about getting into medical school, and my dad goes, have a drink. I'm like, I don't really like alcohol. He's like, no, 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 have a drink. It'll calm your nerves. You know, that's just how they did things. Maybe we had more alcoholics back then. I don't know. My dad really wasn't a big drinker, but, you know, it's just something that, you know, we just didn't go to the pills. We were really afraid of what happened with Marilyn Monroe, and so prescriptive medications were was something that many of us didn't jump to. Now we have a generation where, high schoolers are taking Valium. High schoolers are taking antidepressants. Kids know you can take a pill. You have trouble sleeping, you can take a pill. I mean, they're being marketed, these sleeping aids over the counter. And we're just not seeing people trying to work it out, with pain. A lot of us, suffer from pain that's not as bad as, unfortunately, other people have. And some of us are hitting the pills when we really don't need to. That's a concern. And I tell people, I go, look, medicine may not work later. All these people taking Viagra in their 20s. I remember, I was like, really, why are you taking Viagra? You're only 28. All right, well, now you're there in their 40s going, it's not working anymore. You're only 41, and now you can't use Viagra because it's not working on you anymore? So, and Viagra isn't supposed to be like that. It's not supposed to be a medicine that gets tolerant, but apparently I'm seeing cases where it's not working on people if they've been taking it for years. So, I'm not sure what the answer is, but we have a lot of people going towards that. Now, I understand, okay, you're not supposed to smoke. You're not supposed to drink like you used to. So, people are going to find a different way to cope. Same thing with eating. All right, well, we're not supposed to go into the soda pop. We're not supposed to eat. We're not supposed to go into the carbs. So, they're going to go to something else. All right, some of you guys are vaping now so you don't eat and get fat. Because you don't want to smoke. So things are changing, and unfortunately, like ants, we will find a way around something. So if we have obstacles around the older ways of coping, we're going to find newer ways. And a lot of it, unfortunately, is medications, especially opioids. People are using opioids not only for pain, but they're also using it for mood elevators. I told you I had a poker dealer patient who had seen an orthopedic doctor, had MRIs, and was having issues with neck and back pain, etc. And I had given him, smaller prescription amounts, but throughout the years, he had definitely received prescriptions from me for, pain medication. And, I had seen notes from his orthopedic doctor, and he finally admitted to me, look, I don't take it because I'm in pain. I take it because I really can't get through my shift. These people are driving me crazy. So I have to take the medication, and it puts me in a better mood. I can deal with people. And then, I stopped giving him the medication. I said, we got to get you off of this stuff. So you're having people take it for a variety of reasons. Now, according to the DEA's report, America's current treatment of heroin and opioid addicts is not working. An estimated 120 people die each day as a result of drug overdose deaths as a result of heroin and opioids. Over 16,000 people died in 2013, the most recent year for which it was the data of an overdose from opioids. So more deaths from cocaine and heroin overdoses combined. That's the other thing. We don't really have a lot of numbers on Percodan overdose or Percocet. It wasn't monitored like it is now. Heroin overdoses, unfortunately, continue to be a growing problem in the U.S., according to the DEA, as opioid and heroin overdoses have reached epidemic levels. They said part of the growing problem with heroin is now it's getting easier to obtain it. There's even heroin seizures doubling over the last few years. They say the drug could sell as low as $3 on the black market, much less expensive than $30 to $60 per pill that's charged for painkillers. So that's the other thing, too, okay? We're finding that a lot of these medications, as you try to up the price, okay, in hopes that people will then not use them, then they're going to go for cheaper, more illegal alternatives. Say you could get cocaine, methamphetamine, marijuana, supplied by Mexican cartels. So we have a lot of work to do on that front. Be careful out there, people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.